Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today is warm and sunny across much of Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying clear skies, while Jerusalem sees a bright day ahead, a perfect day to be outside and enjoy the weather. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Ynet from earlier today, the IDF is holding fire after a barrage of 147 rockets, 20 explosive drones, and 9 anti-tank missiles from Hezbollah. Iran has issued threats against Israel. Also, the Times of Israel reports that an IDF soldier was killed and 13 others injured in a Hezbollah attack in southern Lebanon. This incident involved an underground facility beneath Ali Taher Ridge. Also this hour, Axios notes that Iran plans to close the Strait of Hormuz following Israeli attacks on Lebanon, marking the first U.S.-Iran crisis since a recent peace deal. Separately, JNS reports that Hezbollah fired over 170 projectiles into Israel within 24 hours. The ambassador claimed Hezbollah seeks to avoid a ceasefire. And finally, the Australian Jewish News criticizes the U.S. president's view of Israel and Iran, calling it a catastrophic capitulation to Iran's aggressors. Here's what people are saying online. Joe Truesman, a conflict analyst, wrote just minutes ago about Al Jazeera cameraman Ahmed Wisha. He suggests Wisha's online presence indicates affiliation with Hamas. Raylan Givens, who comments on Middle Eastern affairs, noted today that Iranian negotiator Mohammad Marandi responded to President Trump's announcement on Hormuz tolls. Meanwhile, John Spencer, an urban warfare scholar, posted earlier about his research trips to Gaza and southern Lebanon. He offers to discuss his conclusions with Piers Morgan. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's response to Hezbollah's attacks. Ynet reports that the decision to hold fire comes after a significant escalation over the weekend. Iran's threats add to regional tensions. The situation remains volatile, affecting civilians on both sides of the border. Turning to the overnight attack in southern Lebanon, according to the Times of Israel, the IDF faced a strategic threat from a Hezbollah underground facility. The loss of Sergeant First Class Nir Ben Ari underscores the conflict's human toll. This raises questions about the ongoing stability in the region. Meanwhile, the Strait of Hormuz closure is a significant move by Iran. Axios highlights this as the first major U.S.-Iran tension point since the recent peace agreement. This could have profound implications for global oil supply and international relations. Hezbollah's continued attacks, as reported by JNS, show the group's persistent aggression. The ambassador's comments suggest that Iran's influence remains strong. This complicates diplomatic efforts for peace. Finally, the Australian Jewish News provides a critical view of the U.S. president's stance, labeling Israel as an ingrate while viewing Iran's leaders as rational, could impact U.S.-Israel relations. This perspective may influence future diplomatic strategies. On the economic front. First, CTEC reveals that Israeli warplanes were ready for a major strike on Iran, Maj. Gen Omer Tischler shared that the mission was aborted at the last moment. Separately, Globes reports that Pratt & Whitney will close its BTL plant in Nahariya. This closure affects 600 jobs, with some employees relocating to Tefin. And finally, Ynet Business states that Limitless Labs has raised $20 million. The Tel Aviv-based company plans to expand its AI platform for precision manufacturing. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.